Life and liberty, not a problem, but if your pursuit of happiness involves moving to a good beat, here's some advice. Do not head for New York City. Zoning laws make it illegal to dance in most of the city's bars and restaurants. Now, some dancers have teamed up with a law professor to challenge the rules. They say dancing is a protected form of expression under the state constitution. Here's NPR's Luke Burbank.
It's a Tuesday night at Joe's Pub in Manhattan, and the place is packed as singer Rhett Miller launches into a number. 19, it's not the age of reason. It's by no means hip-hop, but even so, many in the crowd, especially those up near the bar, are swaying back and forth to the music in rhythm, getting dangerously close to an illegal activity.
In New York City, you know, the cultural capital of the world, there's a law that forbids them to dance.
Serge Becker owns Joe's Pub. On more than one occasion, he's been ticketed and fined thousands of dollars for allowing patrons to, as it were, shake their groove things. He says he's sometimes unaware a violation has even occurred until a summons shows up in the mail.
And on the summons, it actually it describes what they witnessed. And what they witnessed is like, whatever, four people moving rhythmically to music. This is how to describe it. It's like outrageous.
The problem for Becker and other owners who'd like to allow dancing is that they don't have a city-issued cabaret license. The rule dates back to 1926, when New York's Committee on Local Laws decried jazz clubs and the behavior of their wild strangers and foolish natives. The result was a strict zoning code banishing dance to non-residential areas only, which pretty much means a dock over the Hudson River, if you're talking about Manhattan. Many club owners and would-be dancers say the law is outdated, and they'd like to see it changed. So they've pinned their hopes on Paul Cheveny, a 70-year-old New York University law professor and sometimes tap dancer.
There aren't enough places to dance.
Cheveny is uniquely qualified for the job. 15 years ago, after hearing what he describes as a terrible jazz violin performance, he wondered why his local club never featured a saxophone player. It turned out it was because of another of the cabaret laws, one that declared only stringed instruments and piano could be played in most venues. He challenged that law and won, on the grounds that the performance was a protected form of free expression. It's the same logic he's now using to take on the dance law.
It's very much the case that the dance expresses something about the culture, and it also identifies you as part of that culture.
Joining Cheveny in the fight as co-plaintiffs are a handful of dancers representing various forms: electronica, western swing, country western, house, and a self-described goth. The suit claims the dancing is a protected form of expression under New York's state constitution. The city, however, disagrees and has asked a judge to dismiss the suit. Although they wouldn't go on tape for this interview, officials say there's a concern that changing the law would lead to loud dance clubs popping up in residential neighborhoods. And they say they don't agree with Cheveny's claim that dancing by patrons is a protected form of expression. They point to a 1989 Supreme Court case, City of Dallas versus Stanglin, in which the court held recreational dancing is not protected by the First Amendment.
I came to New York when I was 17. I danced in clubs all the time. It's where I found my style.
Lynn Taylor Corbett is a director and choreographer in New York. Sitting in a dance studio in the city's theater district, she says she's outraged at the cabaret laws because of what she sees as the artistic importance of social dancing.
This is where breakdancing arose. This is where, you know, really hip-hop came to fruition.
Taylor Corbett has danced with the Alvin Ailey Company and worked on Broadway, but probably her most well-known achievement was when she choreographed the 1984 hit movie Footloose, about a fictional Midwest town that doesn't allow dancing. That is, until the feisty Ren McCormick, played by Kevin Bacon, moves to town.
And when we were first reading the script, I remember we said to each other, will they really buy this? Will they really buy that dancing would be prohibited? Oh, dear.
Do you ever think that if you could just play that dramatic final scene from Footloose where Kevin Bacon makes that impassioned speech for Mayor Bloomberg, this could all get turned around?
There is a time to every purpose under heaven. time to laugh and a time to weep. And there is a time to dance.
If Kevin Bacon would go with me, maybe he's the one we have to call. Kevin, come and make a speech with me, okay?
A New York State judge will consider the matter soon. In the meantime, many people, club owners, dancers, lawyers, choreographers, and others, have filed affidavits supporting a change to the dance law. However, as of this report, Kevin Bacon is not one of them. Luke Burbank, NPR News, New York.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.